You are listening to Coaching Business Spotlight. Learn how to grow your business and yourself from the most inspiring coaches in the industry today. Your fun and entertaining host, Kat Connect, brings wisdom from her over two decades of success in business. Kat is the author of the best-selling book, Evolve Your Coaching Business, a leader for the Coactive Training Institute, and CEO of Soul Driven Success Business Academy for Coaches. It's time for today's big conversation with Kat.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Coaching Business Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Kat Connect. I'm excited, as I always am, to share with you the soul-driven strategies that I know about, and sometimes my guests, really wise, beautiful guests, bring on to help you succeed in your business and your life. Well, today we're going to look at a topic that was brought to my attention when I was asked to write a blog for the Coactive Training Institute. And they asked me to write a blog that had in it this question: when do you quit your day job? And this is specifically for coaches who are looking to make coaching their career or profession, but I think it can apply to a lot of different situations in life. When is that moment that you want to take a leap without being foolish? When you want to be bold, but not reckless? When you want to play it smart, listen to your soul, but not play it safe? I was meaning to put that the other way around, but you get that? You don't want to play it safe, but you do want to play it smart. Where is that line? What are those clues? So here are some questions we're going to dive down into. Right? What's the criteria? You can see I'm all tongue twisted about this because I have a lot of thoughts about this topic because I work with coaches around their business. I work for the Coactive Training Institute in front of the room. I lead the core curriculum. I lead certification. I lead something called the client game. So I have a lot of experience with being asked this question. So here's some questions I'm going to kind of throw out there to have you start thinking about this. What is the criteria? And like, what's the chicken and egg thing when it comes to starting your own business or starting out on a new career? Should you get certified first? Should you get your training first and then think about the business? Or would it be better to start the business first and then get your training? And speaking of that, what kind of training do you actually need in the profession of coaching? And what else should you consider? And I'm going to kick us off here. I'm going to put you into a scene that happened to me as I was talking to my mentor coach many, many years ago. This is what I said to her. I said, my job is soul sucking. And at times I feel like I'm dead. I remember those dramatic words coming out of my mouth. I remember exactly where I was sitting in my house. And I had this thought that my mentor coach was going to say, Kat, well, we can't have that. Well, that's terrible. Well, you should be fulfilled. You should. So let's quit your job tomorrow. Come on, woman. You want to be alive. I mean, I was kind of expecting that that's where the coaching session was going to lead to, but that is not where it went. And she was a mentor coach. So it was some coaching, but there was also mentoring where she was really having me take a look at what I wanted, which coaches do, like my dream. I was in certification at the time, and I just knew that having a coaching business was what I wanted. It was the career. I was committed to it. And the work I was doing at the time, executive team for the Postal Service, United States Postal Service, I did not want to do that forever. I knew that. These things were really, really clear to me. But my coach caught that urgency that I had about how quickly I needed to do this. And she helped me think through, okay, what are some other ways of looking at this? In coaching, in coactive coaching, we call this, you know, balanced coaching around perspective. So I got some new perspectives around it. And then I was able to really look at, well, if I step back from the urgency, what makes sense for me to be able to leave this job as soon as possible, right? As soon as possible. I didn't, this wasn't like I'm going to hang around for years and years. Again, like play it safe, get all my ducks in a row, every single thing in order. This was more like, okay, what are some strategies that are going to work so that I can do this as quickly as possible and still, but mindfully, I think that's the word that I'm really searching for here, mindfully and thoughtfully. So listening to my heart and soul, but also taking some practical things into consideration. Now, I'm going to bring another quote forward here, because today the guest is one that's living in my mind. I don't have a guest on today's show. This is going to be straight from me, but I'm going to bring some other people in. And the first one I'm going to bring in is Ann Farrell. She is a brilliant coach, and I had her. She was one of my very first podcast episodes. I recommend you go search that one out and listen to it, because Ann had some words of wisdom. And she had one in particular. What I love about having a podcast is that I get to talk to people who are smarter than I am. They know more than I do, or at least they know different things. And so I get nuggets of gold, as well as be able to bring those to you. And I asked her this question that I ask a lot of coaches that I have on this show. Like, what do you believe coaches really need to know in order to succeed with coaching as their career? These are not her exact words, so do not quote me on this when you go back and listen to it. But she said something like, I think they need to begin with a different thought than many coaches currently have. So instead of first thinking about thinking about the training as a coach, and even thinking about the wonderful experience of being a coach, because it is a wonderful experience that we get to help people in the most intimate, heartfelt, yet empowering, so many words I could use to help people. It's just a great way. Instead of first thinking that, although that's in the mix, but first put in front of that, what is thinking of coaching as a profession that requires training? It's a profession that requires training, not training that requires for you to do something with it. If you think it's a profession and it needs training, just like any other profession, right? And it's a career path. That's how I have always looked at this, that this is my career path. That's what I was choosing way back when. I'm starting a new career. And so therefore I'm going to need to get trained, and I'm going to need to decide how I'm going to make money. here's an example. I'm going to say, so imagine you choose your career path as another profession, say a doctor. Let's say a doctor. You could be a lawyer. You could be a teacher, right? These are just some professions that come to my mind. First, you need to decide, this is the profession. I want to be a doctor because I like to help people, and I love science, and I love the body, you know, doing whatever with the body. And there's so many things you might think if you wanted to be a doctor. I want to be a teacher because I really want to transform young minds. Or I want to be a teacher because I really want to work in academia. I want to have those higher thoughts that I'm teaching and writing papers on. Is this starting to make sense? I'm going to be a doctor, and I actually want to be a pediatrician because I love little kids. And there might be a personal experience you had as a child where you had an illness, or one of your siblings did. And so that's often why we choose our professions. So you think about, okay, this is a profession, and start thinking about, how do you actually want to apply it? You don't have to know exactly. I'm not talking about thinking it all the way down the line, but thinking about, oh, yes, it's my profession. I need training around coaching mastery. I need training. Maybe there's some specialty training that's needed. And then you need to choose, am I going to be an entrepreneur? Because if you're having your own coaching business, you will be or are an entrepreneur. That's, you're starting a business, just like, and so doctors can decide to start their own business. Lawyers decide to start their own business. Some profession, right? They have, like, it's a private practice, or I'm going to work for a law firm, or I'm going to work for a company that has a lawyer on their team, right? There's a couple ways lawyers go about it. And again, I'm sure that most people don't think it all the way through, but you start thinking about that. I'm wondering how I want this career path to go. What is it that I'm attracted to? Do you see the difference when you put the profession first? I'm getting to the, I just want you to know, I'm going to get to the, when do I quit my day job? If you've started to think you're going down this whole other path, but I'm not, because this is what you start thinking. This is the first thing before you even think about, when am I going to quit my day job? You think about, is this a career path I'm really committed to? Then I need some training on it. And I'm going to need to choose between being an entrepreneur. Maybe I'm going to choose to be an executive coach and work for an organization. Are there other ways that I can work for other organizations doing coaching? Start thinking about that piece. And then you want to look into, where do you want to get trained? What kind, you know, exactly how well trained do you want to be? Do you want the best kind of training so you can do anything you want, which is what I recommend? Then you look at that question, when do I quit my job? Because most people, like, they're in a job, most people, not everybody, some people have jobs they like a lot. Actually, I work with people, you might like your job. Then you might have a different thought about, well, how do I make this job work and bring in coaching? What would that look like? But if you're one of those people who wants to quit your job, now, this is also applicable to those of you who found yourself or find yourself unexpectedly unemployed. Maybe you got laid off, or there's been an illness or something to that effect. You still need to make these choices. You still need to be on a professional career path. Coaching isn't going to save you any more than any other career path will. It takes all the same steps. And you need to ask that question, how am I going to make money at this? How much money do I need to make? When do I need to make that money? And you might need to get some help with that, right? Maybe you need some coaching. We coaches need coaches. And there are lots of ways to get that help and support. This is what everybody, when they're thinking about a career path, get some help. Brainstorm with your family and friends. Think about, how do you want this to play out? I'm going to take a breath because I'm feeling how ramped up I get. Okay, so I'm going to go down a little bit into a couple of these questions a little bit farther. So although I took my mentor coach's advice, I didn't quit my job right away. I did make a plan, as I said earlier, for my exit, my ASAP, as I thought about it. Here are some things I did. And you might want to think through, in your own circumstance, what are some things that you might do if this is a position you find yourself in, right? One thing I did that was bold. So I said earlier, you want to be like bold, but not reckless. I sold my house at the time. I had a nice house. I had a nice mortgage on that nice house. I decided to sell that house. I actually bought a beautiful apartment house, a house that had been made into several apartments. One of them was a gorgeous one that my family and I moved into. It cut my expenses in half. So that was one thing I did so that I could pursue my dream of having a coaching business. I pulled some money out of my savings to invest in the business so that I could afford the training that I wanted to get, because it was pricey, and good as good training is, right? Again, if you're going to be a lawyer or any kind of profession, you think about, what's the training that you want and how are you going to pay for it? Also, I knew I was going to need support to build a business, because I had been a part of my first husband's career. He was he's still a fruit grower, and it took him years. I know this because I personally suffered through some of those years where our income was very low as he started his own business. And I had also dappled, and I'd started another business years before that had failed because I didn't do this very thing. I didn't think it through about the money piece. So you might want to be thinking through some things that are going to make it easier. I cut my expenses a lot. I knew I was going to have to make some sacrifices. So one of the things, when we're going for a dream, which I talked about on my last podcast, you're going to have to make sacrifices. I knew I was going to cut down on spending on my clothes, something I love, and maybe going out to dinner. I also, this one was big when I thought about it today, thinking about this podcast. I asked my family to also make some sacrifices with me. We had to do less fancy-dancy vacations, and my two teenage kids were thinking about college. And now I needed to consider if I wasn't going to have my wonderful, you know, full-time government job, it might impact that. So the whole family had to get on board with making some sacrifices. That was challenging. But I also felt at the time that I was showing my children how to go after a dream, that I was giving them an example of one way to do that. That it would take making some changes. It might take making some temporary sacrifices in order to have something that I felt, and it has come to be true, was going to pay off in the long run. Because now it's been a couple of decades and I've been able to make it in this business. It took time. I'm going to go into the timing of that in a minute. But I got to the point where I replaced my government salary. And now I'm happy to say, and this happened many times over my career and a while ago, I got much more. I made much more money than I was making at the Postal Service. A very different lifestyle, the things that I had to consider, all kinds of other things, but the actual coaching business, I was able to make it really work for me, and it still is. And I have the intention of this working out for me for a long time. You know, what do they say? Knock on wood, God willing, and the creek don't rise. So this is one thing to think about. When do you want to quit your job? Here's another thing that I did. I got a part-time, I'm going to call it a job. I really think of it as a gig. I got some part-time work. I worked, my favorite things that I did was I worked as an assistant for a coach who was far ahead of me on the path of coaching, because I love being an entrepreneur. So I could bring all of my entrepreneurial coaching to this person. And I could also learn and bring my skills and my talent and do some consulting. I started working with coaches kind of in that capacity and made some money and loved it and decided, oh, this is what I always want to do. So I got some extra training. I went through the Coactive Training Leadership Program. I got hired by the Coactive Training Institute to teach entrepreneurs how to build a business. That was just so great. And I paid for business training myself. So with all of that in place, I was able to quit my job about a year and a half into my journey. And as I said, when I quit my job, it wasn't like I replaced my old income. I had to build my business up over time. It took, it took 2 years to really have that solid foundation and some of that training I just talked about. I became a certified coach. I got some business training. I got some branding, had some branding. All those pieces, I put them in place and it just grew incrementally. Why I call my book Evolve Your Coaching Business, and that's the course that I offer for coaches, is because it's an evolutionary process. So I can't tell you what those markers are. You need to look for yourself about what, here are the questions that I ask. Okay, what do you do first? Do you get certified first? Do you start your business first? Do you, like, what are those elements? I'm going to say, it is an individual journey. One of the things that's so great about coaching and what I bring into the work that I do is I take a look at every single person. What is their circumstance? Where are they on that journey? And then you make a plan for yourself. I think you definitely want to have that training in the mix early on. Because here's why, at least this is all just my perspective, is because you want to start your training so you can build confidence in yourself as a coach. Find out, do you really want to do this thing? And you start getting clients, because there's a difference between, I think of this as an internship. It's a different way of doing an internship than some other professions do. But when you begin coach training, you begin enrolling clients, sometimes at a lower rate, because your experience is so low, let's say. Not all coaches do. That's a topic for a whole other show. But part of why you want to start your coach training is it gets you in the mix, it gets you connected to other coaches, and you also will start working with clients. Again, as I think of is during your internship, while you're doing this, I highly recommend that you start thinking, as I said earlier on the show, about your business, about start asking people, so get some coaching, get some consulting, go to a program, get some training. Start thinking about, do you want to do a business? Ask around. I have a client who I had on the show actually not long ago, Roderick, and he talked about this. One of his, so this is great. I'm promoting my other podcasts here. One of the things he did when he started, so he did his training. He sold a business while he was doing his training. And so he had some money in the bank. That was his way of going about it. And then he just started interviewing people who were in his current niche. He did a little work with me around getting what that niche was. So this was the order he did things in. And he started interviewing the people who would be his ideal clients. He decided to write a book about his own experience, which is a great thing to do just for the sake of getting his voice out there. And that's the order he did things in. Now, I have other clients who have first, they start a little bit of training, they get excited, then they come work with me a little bit, then they go do all of their training, and then they, you know, they still have a full-time job and they put it together like that. So I do get asked this question a lot about the full-time job. Can I have a full-time job and start building a business and do my coach training? I only know that I did that. And I work with a lot of people who have. Is it, you know, this is to me is one of those sacrifices that I had to ask of my family at the time. I had to ask for more housework to be done, or let's go with less housework and the house is messier. And, you know, we had to do some workarounds. Here's a fun thing that just flew into my mind. One thing I did a coaching trade with a woman who had a catering business. Oh, it makes me happy to think of this. So what she did was she would cook me, I think, two or three meals. She cooked me two or three meals a week in exchange for my coaching. I don't remember exactly how we worked the money out, but it was so great. This is the way you can start thinking. Well, if I'm working full time and I'm going to coach training and I want to build a business and I need money to do all those things and time and energy, it can be done. But again, you want to think it out, get creative, think about what's going to support you. Maybe you do things slower. Maybe you find a way to go part-time at the job you have now. I know many coaches have been able to do that, find a way to cut back on your hours. Or maybe you make a leap that's not the whole way. You find a way, maybe you're a consultant, you keep your feet. I have a client who did that. He quit his full-time job, but he found, as before he quit the full-time job, he actually found a consulting gig that was going to pay him enough, he felt like, to keep food on the table, keep the lights on, you know, as they say, and do his training and build his business. So those are some things to think about. I'm going to go back to the beginning as I close down this show. I want to go back to the beginning and kind of loop this in for you about where I just was. So you want to have a mindset. Is this making sense? You want to look at what is your mindset? I want you to check this out. Is your mindset, oh, coaching is going to save me? It's the answer to all my prayers. And all I have to do is just believe that it will happen. That mindset, I'm going to tell you, is not going to get you very far. You can bring a piece of it in, like a mindset's like, oh my gosh, like here's some shifts I'm going to offer you. I love coaching. It's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I believe I can do it. And what do I need to do to make that happen? What are the things? So there's a way of being and believing that is essential. Believe in yourself, believe in coaching, know it can happen for you. It's doable and it takes some action on your part. And here's the other thing it's going to take. It's going to take some personal growth. And most of the things in life that are worth having take time and money. But I want to put that piece in first. It's have a mindset of I can do this. I can do this. And what is it going to require of me? What's the right timing for me? Right? As coaches, we ask that of our clients. What is it you want? What, you know, and then we ask them, never get off a coaching call, you know, without asking something like, what's going to make that happen? What's your first step? What are the things that might get in the way that you want to make sure that you handle? What are some strengths that you personally have that are going to, that you want to utilize? What are resources? This is one of my favorite questions to ask. Like, what are some resources that will make it easier for you? So get creative, get curious with yourself, hold it lightly. It's a cool as beans thing to do, to have a coaching business, to have a coaching career. Maybe it's a business. Like I said, there's so many ways to make a career, make a living as a coach, especially these days. It's become so much more well known. There are companies out there that hire coaches to work for them in so many different ways. Just look into it. Do some research. Take your time while you keep moving with your training, with your love of coaching, with connecting with other coaches. This is why, and I'm going to give a little plug here, I have a community of coaches, Soul Driven Success, a coaching community. And I encourage you to join that if you haven't already. It's really, really simple and it's free. And you can immediately connect with me, my husband, Curtis, and a whole bunch of dedicated, passionate coaches who are making this dream come true one step at a time. I'm going to leave you with that. All right. Thanks for joining me today. And I feel like I want a little sign off today from this part of the show, like go out and be bold. And play it smart. How about that for an ending? Alrighty. Thank you for tuning in to another insightful episode of the Coaching Business Spotlight. What are you taking away with you today that you will put into action right now? Connect with us on both Facebook and LinkedIn and let me know. I also love to hear your questions and suggestions for upcoming shows. To keep inspired on your journey, make sure to visit our website at souldrivensuccess.com and subscribe to our podcast so we can continue to accompany you on your journey to success. Until our next episode, take care, and we'll catch you in our next conversation. Stay inspired.